Blog Talk Radio.
You hear that, people? That's some fat shit, but it's the sound of a candy bar. A candy bar, preferably a fast break. Been broken open. Good day, folks. It is now 8:35 in the p.m. I'm your host with the most GQ. Who's the Angry Bastard Radio? This is True Love Tuesday. The station that you speak in mind. Hit us up on the jam line, 914-338-1782. Take us out, dedications, and requests until 10 o'clock. Now, this special today happened to be a very, very, very special dedicated show to the woman that I am in love with, who is no longer in love with me. I'm going to explain exactly what went down. And if you agree or disagree on the subject, or you just want to know how the fuck was it possible for me to fall in love with someone I've never met. Like I said, it's free radio, so if you want to call up here and call me a bitch and all this, please do so. It boosts up our ratings. But, that's pretty much it. And then also, it's not just about me. If women or men out there need advice as far as relationships go, you'll get the right information from me because I got my heart broken. And it's like I started seeing signs and getting help towards the end when I didn't think it was going to be the end. I was hoping, but this goes to show you, just because something happens 4 years ago, doesn't mean it's not going to be remembered. You know what I mean? So, this is going to be a very interesting show. I actually had off today, so I was downloading a whole bunch of shit. It's a whole bunch of shit. Hit us up on myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Like I said, the numbers is 914-338-1782. And this is True Love Tuesdays. It's out there. Yeah, for the most part, the haters, the hater aides of the show, 614FD, probably won't be here. So I don't have to worry about being called a bitch and you this and you that. Although I really don't give a fuck. But what they say don't make me shit. Anyway, I'm going to keep it moving. I'm not really in it. Yesterday I was in a worse mood. Today I'm feeling good, so I'm feeling extra nice for those people who know what I'm talking about. But other than that, I'm going to put on a new joint. Or at least I think it's new. I don't want it to be too fast, but then I don't want it to be too slow. So I'm looking at something saying, people can mellow out too, but won't turn off the radio and be like, oh, this shit is bullshit. This is doo-doo. So I'm trying to think, what can I put on? Something new. So you people, will kind of be, pre-easy a little bit. Give me some type of hope, Let's see. Fuck it. I'll play this joint. This is the Jasmine featuring. This is Jasmine featuring The Dream. Bust Your Windows Out remix. This is not too hardcore. This isn't too slow. This is just right. And it's perfect for the topic. True Love Tuesdays, people. It's your boy GQ. We'll be back after this.
Windows out your car after I saw you.
That track was alright, man. You know what I mean? Women, if you bust a nigga's windows out, only the niggas that don't have insurance or the right type of insurance will complain. Me, I'm like, hey, look, when you break my windows, I'll say, but there's a plan on my insurance that deals with spouse abuse, in other words, towards your car. You break my windows? It's cool. I'll have some new ones free of charge while I'm riding around in a rental car. If you break that windows, then that's on you. So see, you can keep breaking my windows. Because I'm not paying for them to get back. 914-338-1782. I think about my boo Barbie. Every time I hear that song. Alright, fuck it. I'm gonna do it by myself. It started of 2001. Here's some background music. Here's some background music. Hold on. I can't be zoning out to people on this. Hold on, let me get some background music. I'm gonna give y'all a little snippet. This shit right here is hot. Yeah, that shit is hot. I know. You ain't got to tell me. Anyway, we're about to get into it. MySpace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Jam lines. You can call blocked if you want. 914-338-1782. Whomever calls blocked, it always tends to put all zeros. I just noticed that. I asked one guy how the fuck he make his numbers all zeros. And he said, oh, well, because I just pushed *67 or whatever the block thing is. So, shout out to all the shy people. I'm not going to open the chat room up today. But, to all the shy people, now you can call up and, whatever. Ah, here we go. It all started back in 2000, towards the end of the year. I was dating a white girl at the time. I think her name was Danielle. And she lived in Cape May, which is a part of Jersey, South Jersey. So we was dating, you know, I was screwing out there and all that. And I went home that night. Went to download something on Napster. And when I downloaded something on Napster, I'm one more Napster. You was able to chat with people. You could chat with whoever you're taking music from. So I'm chatting with this person now. It said Barbie. So I'm hoping it was a female. I'm talking. We're busting it up. It goes on because it was like, she was kind of annoying. So it went from that to, do you have, I believe it was AIM at the time. Do you have AIM? So she gave me her shit. I gave her my shit. Then we were talking that way. Off and on, we were talking, wasn't an everyday thing at first. It was like, I would talk to her and then I would stop talking to her for like a week or two. She told me how she would be like, damn, this nigga ain't on anymore. What's going on? How you gonna start a conversation with me and not, you know what I mean? And so I came out the cut. By that time, we already exchanged Yahoo Messenger. So we exchanged the Yahoo Messenger. When we were talking on that morning, we were talking to AIM. Now, remember back then, it was funny because this, I never saw what she looked like. I never even asked for a picture map. I said, asked if she had a picture. No. I still deal with it. I was like, fuck it, she's cool people. We would talk off and on. And it's like, it was amazing because I used to send her like these little perverted cartoons, like maybe Fred Flintstone boning Barney's, not Barney's. It'd be Fred Flintstone boning his boy's girl, Betty or whatever her fucking name is. And then Dino would be fucking boning Wilma and shit. It was shit like that, but like little cartoon funny stupid motion shit. So I would send that to her. And it's like the first couple of times I was like, I want to send you something, but it's kind of, you know, perverted. So it's like, I sent it, and she was cool with it. Like, I mean, she wasn't a whore about it, but she was just like, yo, that shit was funny. So, you know, we were doing that back and forth, and it got to the point where I think a few months after that, I'm like, yo, why don't we, you got a number I can reach you at, or... If I give you a number, can I, can you call? And it's like, she's like, all right, well, give me your number. So, I have a cell phone at the time. So I'm like, damn, yo, what the fuck? Now, I used to pay phone because when I had to go wash clothes or whatever, my mom would call the pay phone and be like, yeah, just get this and that, you know what I mean? So I knew you could call it. So I was like, you know what? I asked my mom for the number, and I gave her the payphone number. So she called, and I'm walking towards the payphone, and I walk all the way over there, and, you know, she's calling, so I'm talking to her. We must have talked on the phone, on the payphone like that for like many times, various times. Like, I can't even count. But I didn't give a fuck because, like, she was cool peoples and, like, you know what I mean? Like, I was in love with her without even seeing what the fuck she looked like. So, it was crazy, but, you know what I mean? We were talking back to back. I was like, yo, I gotta tell you something. And I hope you don't find me cheap or liar or whatever. But this isn't my number that you're calling. She's like, oh, yeah, what is it? And she was like, yeah, this is, I was like, this is a payphone. I think it was because a situation happened when she called before and somebody else picked up because it's a payphone. And she's like, yeah, I was asking him. He was like, who the hell is this? You got the wrong number. This is a payphone. And I'm like, yeah, it's a payphone. I'm sorry. I apologize. And she's like, no, don't worry about it. Duh. I'm talking about when it was snowing outside. It was to the point where I sat outside so long talking to her that I brought a chair. Every night that I was on talk to her, I brought a chair with me so I can sit down and talk. I used to talk to her in the cold. But it seemed like when it was snowing outside, it was freezing as a motherfucker. It felt like it was 105 degrees outside because I didn't give a fuck about the snow. All I cared about was her, Barbie. That's all I cared about. I mean, and that's love. I mean, that's real shit. Like, I wasn't in love then, but it's like, to me, I was in love, but it's weird. Like, back then, that's not being in love. I mean, I grew old to actually find out what being in love is. I was in love with her all my life. I loved her all my life. But, all my life. I know all my life. But from the time I met her, you know, from NAFTA or whatever, till now, I'm in love with her. And the feelings just keep getting deeper and deeper and deeper. And the more I don't talk to her, the more the feelings get deeper and deeper. So, I mean, that's my story. But anyway, so, it was a point I actually asked her out. I'm like, yo, what's up? Can you be my girl? I'm like, yo. She's like, but you never saw me, though. I don't care. Like, you seem cool. You know what I mean? And she's like, nah, I can't do that. I can't do that. I mean, you know what I mean? So I'm like, all right, no doubt, whatever. It's cool. But it's like, I was like, you know what I mean? I wanted to get with her. I'm like, damn, Shorty, like, because she's cool people. So, I went off for a good couple of while. And then, I started leaving it out. Oh, by the way, she was going to school in upstate New York. I'm not going to put it out there. But she was going to school in upstate New York. So it was like she wasn't even in New York City. At the time, she was in upstate New York going to school. And it was to the point where time started getting, you know, progressing, and I finally got a cell phone. So I got a cell phone, and it's like, everything was going good. Like, you know what I mean? I gave her my number, you know what I mean? She finally gave me her number. For me, she would call me. I mean, she would call me private. And, you know what I mean? It was whatever, but it's like, time went by. And she started getting to know me. I started getting to know her. So it's like, you know, I have jobs now. I'm like, yo, what's up? Let me come up here. Let me see. What's up? Don't y'all work tomorrow? I'm like, fuck it, I'll call out. And it's like, Barbie was always, no, I don't call out. I'll make that money. I'm like, nah, it's cool. Don't worry about it. I got sick days. Don't waste your money. Save your money. If she was a nose chick, she's like, back, come up here. Make sure you bring some extra money, though, because I want to go shopping. She's like, nah, fall back, you know what I mean? I'm like, yeah, you're right, I'm going to fall back. Every time we want to come up there or meet up with her, the times that I should be saving my money, I should have been. But instead, I ain't give a fuck. I was like, I'm trying to meet you, you know what I mean? Nah, save your money. Now, my boys at the time were like, oh, man, she's playing you, dog. She fucking somebody. She got somebody. Ah, you just a joke. Ah, 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 ah. I don't listen to ignorance. I'm like, no doubt. If y'all want me to be single like y'all broke asses, I'm good. You know what I mean? I made a bad one time. This is actually before we started talking. Someone who was supposed to be my homeboy. Homeboy. Yeah. I used to go to his house to, you know, get on a computer. This suspect-ass nigga, he came over my house one time and saw who I was typing to, so read the name, went home, and had the nerve to talk to her. They talking all that shit, and then this nigga, he doesn't tell me. To this day, he doesn't know why I was pissed off about it. But, he thinks it's something else. He thinks because Barbie told him that he was trying to holler at us or something. He doesn't know what I know, but it's cool. Don't worry about it, Chief. But, this Negro had the nerve to, after looking on my computer screen and taking down the number, and then taking down the name, putting her name on his messenger and talking to her like she's not going to tell me. So she's like, yo, this cat's talking. I'm like, all right, whatever. He's a lame. I mean, why the fuck would he do that? He's like, I don't know. What do you want me to do? I was like, you know what? Ask him a question. Ask him if there's no way. And she's like, you know, I was like, ask him if she wanted him, would she fuck him or some shit? Like, if she wanted him to smash without me knowing, would he do it? That's what it was. He said, no. At first, she didn't want to do it. She's like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm like, go and do it. She's like, nah, I'm going to do it. I just want to see if he's going to do it. So he's like, all right, whatever. So she did it. He's like, nah, it's my boy. I couldn't do that to him. That's my boy. She's like, nah, bro, come on now. If there's no way you can find out, would you, you know, try out at me? I won't tell him anything. No, I can't do it. I can't do it. That would hurt him, man. That would hurt his feelings, man. He's sensitive. That would hurt his feelings. I can't do that. If there was no way that he would find out that we did something, no way possible, I'll keep my mouth shut, you keep your mouth shut. Would you do it? Yes or no? I think I said, if there was no possible way that he could find out, yeah, I'd do it. I'll talk to you. I mean, I couldn't continue a friendship with him. A lot of people would say, oh, you bros before hoes. She wasn't a hoe. Number one. I'm a cool. I mean, why would she make that shit up? Think about how cool I was with him. Why would she make that up? So, that was that. Time progressed. People got older. Got to the point where sometimes I was talking to her and I wouldn't. I mean, maybe my phone was cut off or some bullshit happened. I don't know. This is crazy. Anyway, I'm going to continue it after this song. You'll hear more of True Love Tuesdays. Station, let you speak your mind. Inside of GQ's heart. This is going to be the first and the last time I ever get inside my heart about that. So, while we're waiting for the song, while we're waiting for the rest of the song to get off, then we'll get back to, me. Right now, I want to play a track from two of most hated. They hate each other. This is The Game and Joe Button. It's the sneak preview. This shit is crazy. I never heard both of these niggas on a song and being peaceful together. Right now, this is Joe Button's featuring Game.
DJ White House.
Amalgam Digital on the chip. Everything got a future. My watch, it's gonna have more rocks later. My Bentley gonna be on 26s later on tonight. And me and you, yeah, you know.
Yes, I am a bad guy.
Track like this. How you go club or go hug or go back club on the same song? Jump off. We world. Let's go!
Baby girl is addicted.
Amalgam Digital, baby! Take over!
Very much. Take over Joey Buttons and Game. They're doing it up. Song is pretty tight. That was a little snippet, but I actually have the whole song. So we'll get into that later on. Right now, this is True Love Tuesday. 6 minutes to speak your mind, your boy GQ. Hit us up. We're here for an hour. We're here until 10 o'clock p.m. The number to hit us up is 914-338-1782. Once again, it's 914-338-1782. And if you need help on love or you want to air your heart out or you have any shout-outs, whatever's on your mind, if on your mind is shut the fuck up, talking about something else, because I want to hear this fucking soft shit, this sappy face bitch, Toucan Sam and the chin ass nigga. And by all means, call up. Whether you're white, black, fat, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Cuban, Brazilian, Venezuelan, and all the other ends. I don't know if we got ends at the end of it. Kind of like Africans, Jamaicans. Anyway, what was I saying? All right, we're back. So as time went by, I started getting cockier. I paired up with these two from the, these two clowns from the radio station. Yes, this radio station is called Q102 in Philly. And, you know, we did our, you know, they was the DJs. I was more like a crash dummy. No, I was more like a, the fuck was I? Intern. And, you know, they would go, we would go to clubs and all that. And it got deeper to a point where I wanted to actually meet her. Like, yo, let's meet up. I got a better job. I got a car now. Let's meet up. Well, we tried to meet up a couple of times. One time, she was supposed to take the bus out of her school, her school that she went to in upstate New York, you know, college. And, like, there was a bus station that ran these odd-ass hours, and then it would make it from upstate New York to New Jersey in, like, about 6 or 7 hours because they got to go to New York City. You know, there's a lot of bullshit that had to go down. So I'm like, damn. I was like, how about I come up there? And the buses, I would check the buses, and the buses weren't, you know, right. But it seemed like every time we had something planned, like something would happen the day before. It always happened like that. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, how about we just do a pop-up plan? That doesn't work. So it was crazy a lot, so I started going in my head, like, yo, wait a minute, is she playing games? Maybe she doesn't want to see me, yo, man. I mean, I don't know what the fuck's going on. But before then, before the whole meeting, because I keep leaving shit out, I used to go to Six Flags with this nigga Dre. So it's like, we would be in Six Flags chilling, and, you know, we'd be taking pictures and all that, and I'm over sending the pictures to Barbie. And, like, I send her one picture, and she's like, oh, whoa, okay, you cute, yada, yada. I used to talk to her, I'd be like, yo, how's them suits? Because this is actually around the time when we actually handle our pictures. So she sent me a picture of her, and then, you know, she had the big lips and shit. And I still have that picture, like, oh, man, I'm in love with her. But she had the soup coolers. So it was like, I'm looking at the soup coolers. I'm like, oh, she got soup coolers. She's like, what's too cool? I'm like, your lips. You know how you blow out the heat out of the soup, you lose them lips. You use those lips, them soup coolers. So she's like, ah, you stupid, nigga. I'm like, yeah. So it was like, and she was so innocent. She was a virgin, and she was in school doing her thing. They didn't know it was a lot going on. You know what I mean? But, we got 53 minutes left. But, yeah, so I'm like, yeah, you got this, too cool, and that. So everything was cool. Well, it seemed like everything was cool. So it's like we started trying to meet up. I remember one time she was dedicated from what she says. And I believe it, so, you know, fuck it. But well, from what she says, she was to the point where she would try to get people to take her to the bus station. And one time she actually tried to walk to the bus station in the snow. No. Not in the snow. She wasn't walking. She was riding with a homegirl. I think the car got stuck or some shit like that. So, it was like little shit that would always happen. And she was far as shit from her, you know, from the bus station. So, that's like, that was kind of in Mission Impossible. Then she's like, yo, you know, I'm going back to New York, back to Brooklyn. I'm like, bet, so this is even better. It's been a couple of times that I took the train, I mean, I took the Greyhound bus to Manhattan. Get on the train. There's just one time we were supposed to meet up, and it was two places. The first time we were supposed to meet up, like, once she gets off the train, I'll see her. So it's like, as soon as she got off the train, I would see her. I mean, as soon as she got off the train, she would see me. I must have stayed in that train station for like a good, almost like 3-4 hours. I used to stand hours, and I didn't give a fuck, because it's like, if I had the mind that I have now, then I probably would have been stopped talking to her a lot. I'm like, get the fuck out of here, you playing games, I'm good, you the bird. But I didn't do that because it's like, I never really had a relationship like that. Like, I never had a relationship with someone I've never met before. So it's like, I'm no doubt. So I'm doing it, I mean, I'm waiting for her. I'm like, damn, what the fuck is going on? Then I remember where she said she lived at, so I actually got on the train, went to her block, called her, and, fucking up, this is a different time. So this time, I go, and I'm like, yeah, I mean, what the fuck? So, she's not there. So I'm like, all right, whatever. So I got back on the Greyhound. I sat around for a little bit, ate, chilled, then got back on the Greyhound and went back the fuck home. I was pissed off. And this is when the bullshit started. So, I'm talking and all that. Oh, wait, so what happened was after that, I went home. So I asked her what happened, and she was like, oh, yeah, I mean, I was there, I didn't see you, this and that, I waited for a little bit, and I still didn't see you, yeah, I'm like, whatever, so that gets over, I'm like, well, when can we meet up again? So it's like, the second time I tried to meet up with her, well, not the second time, but around that time, I was supposed to meet her, what was I supposed to meet her at? I was supposed to meet her on her block. That's what it was. And she said, call me when you get to that payphone, and I'll be at the corner. I lied, bet. I called her, No answer. I'm like, damn. Now, like I said, another nigga would be like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm out. I'm not fucking with this chick no more. But I still felt as though there was something there. Because it's like I said, she's never made me feel the way I felt about anybody, and I have not met her. I still haven't met her to this day. So, can you fall in love over the computer? Yeah, it's possible. Can you fall in love over the phone? Definitely. You know what I mean? So, it's like, it's crazy. So, that went on. I tried to meet up with another time, and she said, all right, well, I got to leave to go back to upstate New York to, you know, go to college. So I can meet you in the area where the Greyhounds, you know, depart at, you know? So I'm like, all right, bet. So we go to the terminal. I go to the terminal, and I'm there waiting like an asshole. mind you, I'm paying the Greyhound bus guy to drive me to New York to be driven back to Jersey with no success. I might as well just threw money out the window when I was driving. Hey, you take this $30 round trip money because I don't need it because it's going to be a waste of time. But no, I believed in it. Never stopped believing. To this day, I still believe in it. So it was like that went by, and I went there, and you know, she's like, oh, I wasn't. She's like, was you wearing this? Was you wearing that? Did you have glasses on? I said, yeah. She was like, yeah, my homegirl saw you. I was already on the bus at the time. Now, I'm going to front. I had a serious problem with late time. I was always late, so I could have been in half of the reasons why I didn't meet her, because at that time, I wasn't thinking that, but as I think about my life, I'm hardly ever on time for anything, so, you know, whatever, I don't know. But, so time went by, and this is where I got ignorant. It's like, it was, if I could take it back now, I would. And who knows, would she be with me will she be with me now, or would she not? You know? You don't really know that, so. But I mean, this is what it is, though. You learn and you live, right? Well, the next part of this story, pretty deep. This is where all the drama contains. This is where all the drama is held. Make sure you hit us up. 914-338-1782. Taking shout-outs, dedications, and requests. This True Love Tuesdays dedicated to my boo Barbie. That sounded gay. Hit us up. Myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Believe it's Angry Bastard Radio. Yeah. Angry_Bastard_Radio. Right now, this is the Real Deal, The Future by The Game featuring Joe Buttons. Keep it locked on Angry Bastard Radio. Brand new spanking music, baby.
Everything got a future. How you go club or go hood but go back club on the same song?
Biggie, Biggie, Biggie.
Jump off. Free world.
Amalgam Digital, baby.
Baby girl is addicted.
OD,
you can have any dude in this world but chose me. You can have any chick in this world but chose her. To play the back seat and direct the chauffeur. And that ain't just jazz, ain't down with Oker. I play publicist and give her exposure.
I mean,
keep you in the latest. Damn near wasteless. Body like a porn star, smell like a waitress. Now she turn to me. I mean, why can't club bed or club mansion?
When
we could just club in the bed of my mansion.
Yeah.
Leave for the weekend, jet to the Hamptons. Cats on the torso, I love how she's handling.
Oh.
A shoe game, show off, just frontin'. But baby, don't blink or you bound to miss something, come on.
I'm him,
cool.
White Air 7587, California Slim, 501 Blue, jeans on trim, New York Mets the brim, lower than Manhattan, lower than my pants sagging, lower than my baby mama leaning in that Benz wagon, then you can be her, Troy Burt slip-ons, LV clip-ons, haters get shit on, we roll up, 24 so what, haters all swole up, haters want my chink, hold up, knock that net, I'm that net, so jump off or jump off.
Ooh.
Once enemies, my nemesis and I were stuck in the Genesis. We world as I reply, let bygones be bygones. I'm gone, let all your pain be champagne and Patron.
Come on, 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 come on,
Patron, it's how I got a home. Now we sit and spend mad hours on the phone like we both ain't grown. Wrist kinda heavy, I'm a little well known. Matching crosses, different color stones. See, in one line I got her to come over till I'm dumb sober, but hungover. She play the club, sipping on mimosa. I can fit your whole crew in one Rover. Just kick your shoes off before you step in. The crib's modern, I'm living like the Jetsons. Well, let's head OT, cop a one-way. Step off the runway like we on a runway. Hey, your girlfriend's thinking you a runaway. Never mind, I already know what you're gonna say.
Yeah, Barbie, you can still be the future. All you gotta do is do what you're afraid of doing. That's calling me. Anyway, so by this time, the all this going on, I'm realizing, like, it's very hard to meet her now. Mind you, this is going on, like, the third year. And mind you, I'm not getting no ass. Like, I'm not getting no cutty, as some people were saying herself. I'm not getting no cut up, no nothing. Like, I'm not getting nothing, no attention. She's not down with phone sex. I think I tried to introduce it to her, and she just wasn't down with it at all, so... You know, not even willing to try nothing. So I'm like, all right, well, shit. So it was like, in my eyes, I'm being faithful. In her eyes, because of her, you know, there's always the homeless friends. There's always the friends that have no man, have no life, have no future, that want to tell their girlfriends what to do in a relationship. Oh, he ain't being real. All niggas are dirty. This and this. Nine times out of ten, those are the bitches that lost their men because of some stupid shit. But now they want to, oh, niggas ain't shit. He ain't shit either. Bitch, you don't even know me. But anyway, she had a friend, a couple of friends in college. They used to pump her head up. Oh, he never saw a picture of you. You know, this is like back before. He never saw a picture of you, so what? I mean, he's definitely doing his thing. He don't know you from a can of paint. When a girl has a fucked up, that had kind of a fucked up childhood, it's not her fault. But when a girl has a childhood like that, she grows to not trust anybody. And it would be very hard for the person that she believes is in love with her to ever try to make anything happen, because she has to break out of that shell, which is not easy to break out of. So, you know, that went down. And after that, that went down. That's some good ass candy. You know, laffy taffy. Yeah, but anyway, so after that, the trust issues, you know, we weren't really kind of there because she thought I was bullshitting and she didn't really think that anything was going down. Besides, I sent her a picture of me at Six Flags and she tried to come at it. Like, I didn't have dress game back then. So I found this picture where I had like four different shirts on me. Not at a, you know, okay, one shirt, two shirt, three. I had four different shirts on the same body, same time. Why? And then have a Scully, a bandana, and a fit hat. What kind of stuff is that? But that's how I used to dress. So it was like, excuse me. So she saw me one time in the picture, and she's like, damn, like, I mean, you're not really that cute. And it's like, her homegirl's like, yeah, she ain't feeling it, you know what I mean? But whatever. I don't know if she's listening now. If she is, I want her to remember that. And it's like, it was on my old computer. I'm mad as shit because I wanted to copy my old computer's hard drive or whatever. I have all the text messages that I used to text her. But she had a cell phone. So I used to text her messages on from the computer and shit like that. And it's like, we used Yahoo Messenger really looked us out. But Barbie, yo, she was the one I loved, and it was like she was cool people. I forgot what the fuck I was about to say. Oh yeah. It was this one time when she was sleeping, and one of her homegirls at the time took a, like, she was snoring. No, she was moaning. That's what it was. She was moaning in her sleep. Like, she was, like, moaning in her sleep. So I'm like, oh, shit. So it's like our homegirl took a voice record of her sleeping. And sure enough, she was moaning. And as she was moaning, the homegirl was in the phone real quiet, like, Barbie, that was you. That was you, Barbie. That was you, Barbie. That was you, Barbie. That was you, Barbie. And I'm like, yo, Barbie's over there snoring. I mean, she's over there moaning her ass off in her joint. So I asked her, like, what was you dreaming about? And she's like, I don't know. So who knows what she was dreaming about. But I see this is going to have to be a part two, too. Like, tomorrow after church, from 8:30 to 10:30, I'm going to do a second part because there's too much to talk about in 1 hour or 1.5 hours. Yeah, 37 minutes. So, anyways, tomorrow we're gonna finish the show up from 8:30 PM to 10:30 PM. And it's gonna be a 2 hour segment. We'll give you the part two of the life and the inside of GQ's heart, the dedication towards Barbie. So it was like, it was to the point where I started actually becoming very ignorant. Like, at first, there was we would stop talking, and then she'll find out, she'd be like, oh, yeah, so what's up? And at the time, it was this Puerto Rican girl. I'll never forget her name. Her name was Madeline. And Madeline, she lived in Philly, and she used to work at my job. So Madeline would, you know, like, she liked me. And Barbie knew this. So it's like, you know, she liked me. And, well, actually, I was actually dating her or whatever. I was hitting it or whatever. It was at the time we wasn't talking. So when I told her, yeah, I had sex with somebody, she said, oh, yeah, who'd you have sex with? At the time, she told me before, she was like, she's not a virgin. And she's like, I have something to tell you. I'm really a virgin. I thought you were going to be mad at me. Because I told her once before, like, I don't like virgins. I don't want to have to train nobody. And I meant that shit. So when she told me she was a virgin, I'm like, oh, well, whatever. I mean, whatever. But as I got older, I was like, you know what? I want to be the first. Because her dream is to be with someone for the first time and that be their husband. Now, I know damn if it's me, I'm going to wife her up, right? Especially out of all the bullshit I've been through. Unfortunately, I don't get that chance now. So I got to worry about her losing to someone else and being in love with them, so, which sucks. But, hey, what am I going to do? I'm not a magician. I'm not a magician. So, so that all went down. And fucking, you know, since she worked on my job, I will always hear it, like, oh, did you mess with Madeline today? Did you see Madeline, this and that? So, like I said, people started getting older. I started getting older. She started getting older. So it was to the point where she was home, and you would hear her father in the background yelling, like, his father's like a two-year-old. And then, you know, you hear her mother, her sister, like, you could tell that her household wasn't so peaceful at all. So we would try to kind of have conversations like that, this and that, back and forth. And, like, you know, we were getting a little arguments here and there. Especially, most of them would be about me, because I'm like, damn, what are you bullshitting? You know, so. And she was nice and innocent. Now she's just open. I like it, but she was nice and innocent and, you know, you know what I mean? Like, she wasn't really open, so she wouldn't be really open to be like, okay, let's meet up this day. You know, I always had the plan for it. So it's like, shit just got deeper and deeper. If she had a Spanish girl in the background, oh, who are you talking to her? You talking to this, yada, yada. If Madeline would come up, oh, y'all, what the fuck? You're going to have that bitch around, this and that, and why don't you tell her to leave? And I'm like, she's talking to my cousin. Oh, well, tell your cousin. It's like, it was crazy. But I understand. So it was crazy. But at the same time, I understood what was going on. So I was like, well, whatever. So at the time, you know, got older, I got stupid. And what I did was, I was like, well, you know what? In my mind, I said, I'm going to mess with other girls while I have Barbie on hold. And when she's ready to start bullshitting or when she's ready to be serious, these girls ain't shit to me. I can always just be like, okay, well, look, I didn't really give a fuck about y'all anyway. My boo is ready. You know what I mean? My girl's ready. So I'm good. I'm going with Barbie. And it's like, that's amazing because right there, that was the dumbest mistake I can ever do. That's what I'm telling you guys. If you have a good woman or someone close to good, or you just have someone that, you know what I mean, is close to good, or, you know, just needs is rough around the edges, or she's too jealous or this and that, though, if you had time with her, just kind of not deal with it, but work with her. Like, if you have to, make it your best bet to, like, get counseling. I don't give a fuck if you're not married. Because I lost a girl that I was in love with and willing to do anything for. And I lost her because of my stupidity and because of me doing what I did in the past. If I could take it back, damn it, I would. But it's too late to do that. I should have took it back and thought I had it in my head. So with that said and done, I did that, and I mean, everything was, you know, off and dandy. I used to talk to girls at the clubs and all this shit, and I would, you know, fuck them, and then fucking, I would add them to MySpace, shit like that, and it's like, it was stupid because I got one of the girls, one of them I got pregnant, and she had an abortion. And the other one, I had gotten pregnant twice. The first time I got her pregnant, I took her to the abortion clinic, and she was, I took her to the abortion clinic, and I called Barbie at that time, that exact day. I remember like it was yesterday. I was talking to her, and she's like, where you at? I'm like, no, I mean, I'm up north, you know what I mean? I'm just talking to her. And I would give her these fucking stupid ass, like, every weekend or every other weekend, I would give her these. And mind you, she wasn't really deep in the relationships, but she, you would see that, she, you know, on her profile, she put dangerously in love, like, so everything. So, it's like, fucking, I would tell her, my phone's fucked up on Friday. Okay, that's cool if it's fucking Friday, maybe even Saturday. But all the way to Monday, your phone is better now? Yeah, it was, my phone's fucked up on the weekend. Every other weekend I would say that, damn, my phone's fucked up. And me, like a dumbass, I'm using this fucking excuse like it's working, and it's not working, dog. Like, if I was to hear myself say that, or if I was to hear myself say that, I'm like, look, dog, you might as well put the handcuffs on you now, because you're going to get taken to relationship court, because that's the dumbest excuse I can ever hear in my life. And I used to say that shit. And I wonder why she doesn't like me. I mean, so it's like, she was putting shit together and collecting it, and I'm like, you know what I mean, thinking everything was, I'm over here thinking everything was sweet. Huh? So that was that. I was like, well, you know what? So it got to the point where when I get angry, I tell on myself all the time. And see, recently I had nothing to tell because, you know, I am actually doing right. But I'm still doing right, and I'm not even talking to her no more. Ain't that crazy? But what did I do? So I used to talk to her on the phone and all types of shit, and it's like she used to cry on the phone, and I would hate that shit. Like, what the fuck are you crying for? Like, what? Stop crying. And then sometimes it gets to the point where I actually started liking the crying. Like, wow. Well, why are you crying? Stop crying. But then in the background, I'm like, well, yeah. Yeah, she's crying. But then, is that really right? So I'm like, nah, man. So, and like I said, she's damn near, she did change. Like, she don't cry, nothing. So it's like, if you want to ask anything, I believe if I didn't do all of this stuff, then and she was still feeling me the way she was feeling me now before, I think it would have been better. But in a sense, I think all this had to happen for a reason, because it actually toughened her out because she got out of her household, which we will be talking about probably tomorrow. But, yeah, it was crazy. So I got mad one time. It was like, what was it? No, this is D, the doomsday chick. She's Dominican. I'm not going to say her name, because I doubt Barbie's listening, but she is listening. Just hearing her name is going to want to turn the radio off, but she's not listening because she doesn't want nothing to do with me anyway. So fuck it. But the doomsday chick, I was talking to her, and I met her on the chat line, and it's like, I met her on the chat line, and everything was cool, and we finally met up. I didn't know she had a disability. I didn't care at the time. Like, she was cool, so I was like, whatever. To say I loved her, but I wasn't in love with her. Like I said, I've never been in love with anybody but Barbie, and I know I'm in love because it's like I lost her, and I still do not want to go to the club. I still do not want to go out partying, doing stupid shit, going out to have sex with girls, and then, you know, because I don't want those what ifs. What if I get someone pregnant? What if I catch a nasty ass disease? What if this? What if that? What if she does decide to come back? What if she realizes that, you know, you are the one, and then I have a disease now because I couldn't wait. I needed to get it now. You got to think about that. You got to think about the future. And if you're married, think about the future. It may feel good today, but tomorrow, but 5 years down the line, it's going to hurt you. This should have happened a long time ago. She saw the chick's name in the email, turned off. And I couldn't understand it until I asked my mom. My mom said, yo, leave this car. People get hurt. They may not be able to show it. Some may hide it better. I may hide it better than others. And you may not see it on their face, but if you lift their shirt up, there's a scar on their stomach. It's a scar. And I didn't realize that. And as I realized, I was like, damn. That I shouldn't have never did that. But then again, what if I'm supposed to do that? So that we can... See, the way I feel is, though, I think positive. That's what actually kept me going for 7 years. Actually, 8 years. I would actually be, like, it's crazy because it's like, if it didn't, I feel as though in the near future, because I feel as though we're supposed to be together. In the near future, maybe I'm not supposed to be at first, but we're supposed to be together. But in the near future, I do realize that when we do meet up and we do make it official, I'll be able to be like, well, look, I went through all this bullshit. I see old couples that be together 50, 40, 50 years. That means something to me. You know what I mean? So I know we're going through this for a reason. Because normally what they say is when it's hard to get somebody, it's because that's the person you're supposed to be with. Because when you get it, you appreciate it. That's like you want a Bentley. Instead of saying something to someone, y'all want a Bentley. Here you go. You're not going to appreciate it like you would if you had to work your hardest every day, getting 3 jobs, doing everything, busting your hump to get that Bentley, and then getting it. You think you're going to crash it? You think you're going to treat that like it's just your baby? Because it took dedication to get it. It took time to get it. It took effort to get it. That's the way I feel about this relationship with Robbie. As though it takes time. It takes a lot of dedication, and I have to step my game up. Now, I don't know where she lives at. I don't know where she works at. I just know her home number and her cell phone number. And if she changes her numbers, then she's lost. I think I know her email address, but even if I email her, she's not going to email me back. So it's like I'm stuck right now, but I still have high hopes. I still believe that, you know, it's meant to be. Only time will tell. You know, I know it's going for a reason. It's a reason. But so at that time, that's when I started fucking up, and I was dating other women, doing all the stupid shit, and then I met Doomsday, and we was talking off and on. She would come down here, I would go up there, back and forth, yada yada. And I remember my brother's one day, like, I slept over my brother's house and she slept over too. I made sure that she was next to me. But they left and they was like, yo, is something wrong with her? Like, she crippled or something? I'm like, fuck out of here, nigga. Now, these niggas are dead jokesters. So I thought these niggas were playing around. Actually, sure enough, I told her to go up with her because my mom said the same thing, like, yo, is she, like, missing a limb or something? Nah. So she would be walking, and I would talk to her, and I'd be like, yo, hold on. Well, keep on walking. I'll catch up to you. I got to tie my shoe. So I'll go and think like I'm tying my shoe, and I saw her walk. Like, it looked like she was walking. Like, say half your body, your right leg is in the street, and your left leg is on the sidewalk. And now walk. That's how she was walking, as if she was walking down and up at the same time. And that's not funny, but I mean that's how that was. So you know, I'm like, well, whatever. So what happened after that was. What happened after that was, what the hell was she doing? I would call her, you know, time to time, be like, yo, what's up, I'm trying to get with you, when are you free? Actually, it was a period between how, like, we didn't talk for like 6 months straight, because I forget what the argument was over. It might have been over the D word situation. Or maybe when I blacked and told her about everything that happened. I don't know, but it went for 6 months. I didn't speak to her at all. And I would be in touch with her homegirl in upstate New York. So I would constantly call her, yo, what up? You know, yo, K-Nice, what up? I'm saying, can we, do you have a number or something so I can, you know, get at her or whatever? And I was, yo, thirsty every day. Did you talk to her? Yeah, I spoke to her. She said she's cool. She's living. She's chilling. She's in Brooklyn now. Oh, yeah. Well, what's up? Did you mention me? She said, yeah, whatever. But she said she's not talking to me. So it's like, before I could even give up, I just gave her one more try. I was like, look. What's up? Did you tell her about me? Did you give her my number? She was like, yeah, she was surprised that you still wanted to talk to her. Her number is this. I'll never forget, it's the 495 number. I'm like, oh, yeah. So I called up. I speak to Barbie. She answers. So we started talking. And, you know, I was telling her how sorry I am, this and that. So time went by. And then I, once again, I did it again. So it was with the D-Day, Doomsday. So that whole situation happened. And this chick is Dominican. She lives in North Jersey. And she has a drinking problem. So I would pick her up, go out there. She would come down here, stay down here, take her to the club or whatever. And she, well, she was cool with people, but she wasn't as cool as Barbie was. And she would be like on some other shit, like some straight up. You know what I mean? She was super sometimes, but she was cool, but she was smart. That's what I'm saying. But I think she had low self-esteem because she was handicapped. So I'll never forget, once again, like it was yesterday, me talking to Barbie, and this chick was actually, D, was actually at my crib laying down. And I'm in the car talking to Barbie, like, yo, what's going on? I'm trying to meet up with you once again. I'm trying to see you, what's up, yada, yada. And we get into an argument. I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm screaming and shit. All my windows up. And like I said, this is going on 4 or 5 years of us not meeting up. You know what I mean? 5 years, not meeting up yet. And I'm still going through the bullshit, but off and on, off and on. So it was like the first 2 years, I did not mess with anybody. Like 3, 4, 5, like 3 years after, I started messing with other people, but I still had it in my mind. So another thing was, I kind of felt that she was always playing games, always, you know, a bet, like how long I can keep this nigga, I can keep talking to this nigga because he's a crash dummy. So that's why I was like, well, you know what, fuck that. If it ever comes out that it is a game, I'll be like, well, hey, it's cool, I was fucking around anyway. So I don't feel like a stupid ass, you know? But you ain't playing me. I played myself doing that because you always should think positive. I thought negative. I actually let my friend get into my head. So by the end of getting into my head, I went off and did my thing. Now, if I didn't do that, we'd be in perfect condition right about now, I would hope. But, I mean, you can't really say much about that because that's the past. L.E. in the building.
What up, man? Yeah, dog. Thank you. Alright, you need to
Alright,
I'll check back in with you tomorrow. I'll be around. Alright. She's KO.
It's the only nigga I know that will go work out and afterwards eat some old fattening hot dogs.
Yeah, that's me. That's me for sure. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Eat something, man. What are you crying about?
Fuck up, nigga. Like, you ain't never been in love before, nigga.
No, I ain't never been in love, dog. Never.
That's your problem, nigga.
Let me tell you something, man. Right? Can't fall in love with these
bitches. This nigga says
bitches. These bitches ain't gonna do nothing but hurt you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, pretty much. Nah, so this is around the time I'm screaming on Barbie in the car, and it's like Doomsday D, the Dominican from North Jersey, because Barbie seeing D's name, her full name, kind of pissed her off, and, you know, she brought episodes from the past. Huh?
Saw her full name where?
In an email, because there was a situation where it just came down to the metal. Now, I used to give Barbie access to my email address, my email account and all, because I never checked it, and I never really got emails. There was a couple of times she saw a couple of pictures of my dick because I was sending it to this other chick. And she's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. She just happened, she said, oh, I was just looking at email. Because I actually gave her my email one time to check to see if there was something in there.
Okay.
So she went moseying along, and she saw a picture. She clicked on it. It was my dick. And she saw it was being sent to somebody else. And so my excuse to that was, well, I mean, it's not like I was going to have sex with her. She wanted to see what it looked like, so I just sent it to her. And obviously that shit didn't work either. She's like, okay, so let me send my pussy. I was like, I mean, it doesn't really matter because it's like, they just seen it. So at the time, but I also at the time thought that if my girl went to the club and got eaten out, it was okay.
Oh, boy, what a jerk. Yeah, you listen, dog. What planet are you from, man?
Yeah, I was stupid back then.
That's all I want to know. What planet are you from, dog?
I don't know, man. So fucking, so that went by, and, so she checked my mail and saw D, which is Doomsday Dominican from North Jersey. And she didn't know it was her that I was messing with, but she copied the number down.
Okay.
So that day that I was arguing with her on the phone, I'm like, whatever. So I hang up the phone. I go upstairs. Doomsday D talking about, who you on the phone with? I heard you all the way in the bedroom. So I heard somebody screaming, so I came to the window and I saw you outside screaming on your phone. Who's you talking to? I was talking to my brother. She's like, nah, nigga, I don't want to hear that shit. You wasn't talking to your brother. You was talking to some bitch. So before I could even say anything, Barbie is calling me on my phone. Doomsday Dominican, New Jersey. It's like, who's that? Pick up the phone, nigga. If you ain't got nothing to hide, pick up the phone. So I pick up the phone. I'm like, what? And so Barbie's like, why'd you hang up? I mean, what the fuck? I mean, why are you getting all angry, this and that? And so fucking she hears the girl in the bathroom. She's like, who the fuck is that? So Doomsday Dominican D is like, you know what I mean? Oh, who the fuck you talking about, bitch? I'm in a crossfire right now. So I'm like, you know what? Fuck that shit. So I wing my phone towards the wall, and it broke in half.
Nice.
And so Dominican D's like, oh, well, why'd you do that for? What, you got something to hide? You ain't shit. So we arguing, whatever. I'm like, whatever. Fuck up. Who cares? I'm like, that shit is soft. Don't you know? Not even 5 minutes. Dominican D's phone is ringing.
No more?
Huh?
No, I'm at the Spanish spot trying to get some food.
Dominican D's phone is ringing. So she looks at the phone. She says, it's the area code that she had before. I believe it was 347. I think she always had that. But she's like, 347, who's this? So I'm like, oh, how the fuck did she get your number? She like, you gave that bitch my number, so she picked up the phone, hello. You know, Barbie's Puerto Rican, Dominican D, Dominican. So they start talking in Spanish, so I can't hear them. So they talking in Spanish, this and that, and, you know, they're showing the, you know, oh, yeah, well, he said this, and he said that, well, he said this, he said that. Dominican D made a couple of lies and said, I was looking for a house for her to live out here, and I wanted her to move in, which is not nothing close to the truth. And there's a lot of drama, so so it's like right then and there, it's like they started talking and all that, and then, you know, it just went from talking to, I was like, you know, I'm taking you the fuck home. Like, you're not gonna drive my, you're not, I mean, I'm flying here and this shit. So I'm taking the Dominican D back up North Jersey. While I'm taking her, she's over here talking to Barbie, acting like it's a cousin. And they over here getting up all the gossip, talking in Spanish.
They have one of those potato balls.
So around that time, they must have emailed each other.
Yeah.
I mean, they must have said in Spanish the email address and something about you should play a game on him. That's what Dominican D said. And to this day, I thought that Barbie was actually playing a game, but I don't know. But I'll tell you right now, I'm in love with her, and we only have 9 minutes left. So please call in tomorrow and continue with this hot show. It's going to be a 2-hour series so I can finish the rest of what goes on in GQ's heart, when GQ's heart is spelled out. And as a dedication to Barbie, hopefully we'll have some other callers. Hit us up on myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. I'm your boy GQ. That's your boy LE. This is True Love Tuesdays, the station that lets you speak your mind. Tomorrow we'll be here live from 8:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. holding it down. And we're going to be doing our thing. We're going to be talking about the rest of what goes on. And hopefully we'll have the rest of the host to, you know, shit on me and all that shit, you know. But that's pretty much it. I'm going to play a quick track, and then if LE is still here, I don't know, probably fucking shit on somebody. Call a chat line or something. What?
We'll shit on everybody.
Everybody.
Hold on, bro. Let's talk some more. So, hold on. Have you been on the show since 8:30?
Yeah.
And you've been talking about... I'm going to blow up names, dog. You've been talking about... what's her name again? I'm about to blow up names, dog. I'm just telling you. Yo.
Yeah. Well, that brother's muted because... I'm trying to be, I don't want to blow people's names up, so, you know, I'm trying to respect people's privacy on here. Yeah, especially my boo. But I'm going to take it back to, I'm going to go back in time. Well, this is Jay-Z featuring Maya, whatever the fucking name is. This is going out to Barbie and all the, all the good relationships and all that shit. This is going out to y'all. I'm about to unmute LE. We got 6 minutes left. Let's go.
I'm focused, man. Tell Stout to holler at me, man. Young Hoba, you hurt?
New Maya! New Maya!
Jack Master, you hurt? Yeah. Yes, y'allin'. Jigga man be ballin'. Chicks pigeon toe, some of them be crawling. Get the best of you whenever I put my all in. Have mommies calling for the law, darling. Jigga ain't calling. Ass drop, coops would have to stop. Expose half my knot. Nigga mad when I brag about the cash I got. But I'm used to not having a lot. I'm from the gutter and I ain't the type to ever chase your box. I'm the type to interior decorate the watch. I'm the type to sling heavyweight on the block in every state I clock. Work jiggers to hurt, holla.
Let's stop telling me, yeah. Thank you.
hottest nigga on the block. Used to Willie bicycle since I was sick. High school, the crossover, wave the way picks. Music is the same shit, gave away hits. So my get it together or forget it forever. When I go at you hard, I can get it through leather. You act like Jigga can get it, whoever. Talking, you got a man. Okay, my end. That's high school making me chase you round for months. Having a fear, act like an adult for once. Thrust my hand is up your skirt. Goddamn, you flirt. What's a little me on top gonna hurt? Maybe a little, but pain is pleasure and pressure bust fights. And you look like the, I like your rough type. We can crush the night. Tell me what you like. I got a yellow bottle on a bucket of ice. Get right.
Young Hova.
DJ Clue, the song, the hard life life
mom has one leg and one eye. Your mom has one leg and one eye, and they call her Eileen. Make sure you hit us up, myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. We will be live tomorrow from 8:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. We're going to be finishing the rest of the story, the Barbie dedication. Fucking... The Barbie ain't...
News toilet.
God, it's fucking that. How'd you know her last name?
Come on, you've been fake going out with her for like 5 years now.
You said I've been what?
Fake going out with her, like, I go out with her. And we're like, yeah, so have you seen her? And you're like, no, I haven't seen her.
I'm on my 6'4", used to... Just talk about it, like, ah, so what? She's a slut anyway. I'm like, yo, I used to get pissed off. Yo, man, I'm talking about her ma. He's talking about Barbie again. She'd be like, stop. He'd be like, all right, my bad for calling you. You're a slut.
Go. This way. Listen, we need to walk this way.
So tomorrow we'll talk about that, you know. We'll be deeper into, We'll go deeper. We got 90 seconds left. We'll go deeper into the conversation tomorrow. Tomorrow will be part two. It'll be the last segment.
Okay.
And it'll start from the middle, which is where the bullshit started, to the end, which was just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's your boy GQ. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. And God bless y'all and good night. But before I go, I got to play some comedy. I would not be leaving the studio all sad and gumpy looking. Let's see, what can I put on? Yo, E.
What's up, buddy?
Yo, E. What's wrong with your phone, man?
Listen, you gotta warm up some food. Don't stand there like you're retarded. Warm up some food, right? And let's go. So I gotta tell you what to do. Yeah, hello.
Yeah.
What happened?
One moment, please. Andy, may I help you?
Yeah, let me speak to Brett Weir.
Who's calling?
Is he in?
Yeah, who's calling?
Look, jerky, I don't need to talk to you.
You don't need to talk to me?
Get right where I said.
Hold on. He's upstairs repairing something. You want me to call you back?
Well, this is a super across the way.
Yeah?
And he was supposed to take care of some business for me, and I'm very angry at that little jerk. All right, now I'm going to break his fucking head.
So what do you want me to do? Get in touch with you where?
He knows what the fuck I'm talking about. And don't have me come down there for you either, tough guy. You tell him to see me.
I'm super across the street?
You got it, punk.
Okay, I'll tell him.
Hi, this is Carlos.
Well, hey, how you doing? I want to volunteer my help there.
Okay. Hold on one second. May I have your name, please?
My name is Frank.
Frank what?
Frank Rizzo.
Rizzo?
That's right.
And what's your number, Frank?
My number is
212-9-6805.
6805.
I got it, Frank.
Okay, what do you want me to do? You want me to help some people out or what?
Okay, but Frank, listen, wait, hold on, go slow. Can you come in tomorrow at 4:30?
4:30, I'm busy tomorrow at 4:30. Give me another time, shoot me another time.
Shoot me another time.
Well, hold on.
What do you got? Yeah, what's up? What are you, painting the office? Are you working over there? What's up?
Okay, Frank, listen to me carefully, okay? I won't be able to schedule,
All right, what do I got to do on the phones? You said you need help on the phones. What do you want me to do?
Hey, but Frank, can you listen to me, please?
Go ahead.
Okay, listen. I took down your name.
You know, I work with those phones a lot. I'm good with the telephone.
I know that. I can see that.
All right, I'll help anybody out. You need help, I'll help you out.
Okay.
If you don't get the help you need, I'll straighten you out one way or the other.
Okay, Frank, can I just talk to
you? All right, go ahead.
Okay, I took down your name and your number, so what we're going
to... Yeah, you do that. You got my name?
Yeah, Frank Rizzo. Okay, so listen to me. Can I talk?
Okay, go ahead.
We're going to call
go
you
ahead,
back.
Shoot.
Let me hear you. Shoot.
Okay, so we're going to call you back.
Yeah, right. You do that.
Make an appointment.
Okay, you do that.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
What day can you come in?
You know, you get back to me on that. I'll let you know when I'm not busy. When I'm not busy, I'll come in and try to help you out any way you need it, all right?
Okay, Frank, thank you.
All right, you do that.
Okay, bye-bye.
Right.
Hi, how you doing, Chief? Listen, you guys are cremation services, huh?
Yes?
Yeah, I was wondering, I got my mother here. She's really old and she's sickly. If we could kind of speed up the process here, if you could help me, get this out of the way now, a little quicker.
Okay, you need to talk to a funeral director?
I'm talking to you now. How about we just see what we can do here? You tell me where I can go with this.
Okay, if you call the chapel.
Okay, listen, what it is my mother, she's old. You know, she's always running around the house, you know, firing glasses and pots and things, hit me off the fucking ass with them. And what I want to do is if we can speed up the process here, I whack her out or some shit like this, and you guys, you know, see if we can fucking, have you guys melt it down or whatever the fuck it is that you do.
No, we can't do that, but,
You can't help me out there?
No.
All right, look, I got the old fucking man here, there's a few of them. How about... Can you guys cut me a better deal on if we get a fucking group rate or something like that? We'll fucking get a few of them in there at once and burn them up. They're driving me fucking nuts over here, Chief. I got to get rid of these fruitcakes.
You can't just do that. You can make pre-arrangements to...
Well, I was figuring you people could help me out. You know, we come in one night, we whack them out. I'm sure you got a back door or something. We take them in there, we just do this shit, get out of the way. You know, nobody's got to know the better. I take care of you with the fucking dough. There's no problem there. We're good like that.
Nope, can't do that.
All right, let me see what I can do. I'll call somewhere else, see if somebody else could fucking fry these bastards for me, all right?
Okay.
All right, see you later.
Oh,
all right. This is just to keep you, don't go crazy. That's just to keep you, to shut you up so you won't talk about your hunger.
Yo, these guys right here, actually, Frank called the DMV, man, in New York.
Yeah?
Huh?
Who did?
This nigga right here, Jerky Boys.
You have reached the Department of Motor Vehicles. All of our agents are busy. Please hold for the next available agent. Thank you.
Fuck you.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, what's up, Charlie? How you doing?
All right.
I want to register my truck. How do I go about doing it?
What type of truck?
It's a pickup truck. You know, one of them old time pickups.
You just bought it?
Yeah, it's old style. You know.
Bought it from a private party?
You know, I didn't actually buy it, but that's my business. You know what I'm saying? I want to register this thing. How do I go about it?
Yeah, well, you got to tell me how you acquired the truck so I'll tell you what type of paperwork to bring down to the Department of Motor Vehicle.
You want to know the truth?
Yeah.
Truck stolen.
I want to register it, though.
How are you going to register a stolen truck, sir?
Well, my brother, he can fix up some paperwork and shit like that. I just want to come down and register this thing.
No, he can't do that, sir.
He's already done it. I got the paperwork. You see what I'm saying? They take the VIN number off the motor there. They do all kinds of trickery. I just want to get this thing on the road. I don't want the cops breaking my balls, you know?
Listen, you got a title for that truck?
Absolutely not. But I tell you again, my brother's good with that stuff. We make up all the phony stuff with the VIN numbers.
Listen, bring the title.
Yeah. Now, what do I got to bring? I don't have a license. How do I get around that one?
Bring 6 points of identification.
Can I bring a few bucks?
You can't do that, sir.
Me and you hook up?
All
right, look, if I come down here, you're not going to tell me there's no way I get this thing on a road.
You have to go into the office and find out.
I tell you, worst comes to worst anyway. I just drive the fucking thing anyhow. You know what I'm saying? My brother makes fake plates, too. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, you need any of that shit?
Huh?
You need any fake plates, anything? I'll get it for you.
No.
You need any of that, you let me know. All right?
Yeah.
We on the right track?
Yeah.
Let me hook up with you. You get me all the shit I need. All right? I don't want to wait on them damn long lines. Those fucking lines go forever.
That's what you're going to have to do, sir.
Nah, I don't do that, baby. No way. I'll just drive this fucker the way it is.
Okay.
See you later there, silly.
All
right.
Right
on.
See you later, silly.
Can I help you?
Yeah, is this the restaurant?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I was there a little while ago with my wife.
Uh-huh.
And we ate some of them fava beans.
Yes.
They got me fucking awful sick there, Charlie.
What fava beans?
You made me some fava beans there with the little wacky, the bread that you got there. You got me sick as a dog.
Where are you sitting, sir?
What?
Where are you sitting?
I was sitting out there by the front there. You know, I got really sick from that shit. I ought to split your nuts from your head to the back of your ass.
No, nothing happened. Nobody ordered fava beans. I didn't have fava beans.
I got fava beans. I got them all over coming out my ass backwards now. I'm sick like a fucking animal over here.
Fava beans and what?
You got my wife fucking laying in a fucking bowl of piss over here, fucking puking up shit.
What are you talking about, sir?
Look, you jerky little ass, I ought to split your nuts off the side of your face.
What did you order, sir?
I told you I ordered those fava beans over there. You got them things fucking stinking up the house now.
Just fava beans?
Yeah, the fava beans with all that silly little juice on there, you fucking wacky ass.
I didn't serve any fava beans, sir.
All right, you're angry at me now. Maybe I ought to come down here and fucking make you beat your fucking shoe.
Excuse me, I didn't serve any fava beans today. Just tell me where you were sitting.
All right, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to come down here. I'm going to stuff your shoes. Look, you got them restaurant?
Yes.
I'll come down and make you eat your fucking shoe. I'm sick like a fucking idiot over here.
No, nothing happened. The fava bean is good. Everything is good. Nobody.
All right, there. Let's see how good it is. I'll see you later there, Charlie.
Don't listen. You know what you did, all right? Don't play that innocent bullshit like,